From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Officials in Nigeria say a passenger plane crashed today in a densely populated area in the country's largest city, Lagos. Witnesses say the plane struck a building and then burst into flames. Officials have no information on casualties. The BBC's Will Ross has more.
The Dana airplane crashed into a two-story building in a residential area of Lagos with at least 150 people on board. The commercial flight was travelling between Lagos and the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The head of the Civil Aviation Authority said he doubted there would be any survivors. There are as yet no details of what caused the crash, which happened in overcast weather.
The BBC's Will Ross in Lagos. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad addressed the Syrian parliament today amid international outrage over the Hula massacre. These were his first comments since the massacre that killed more than 100 people, many of them children. He denied his government had anything to do with it, saying not even monsters would carry out such a crime. Egyptian officials say prosecutors intend to appeal the acquittal of six senior police officers in the killings of hundreds of protesters during last year's uprising. The judge had determined there wasn't enough evidence against them. The same judge sentenced deposed President Hosni Mubarak to life in prison, but acquitted Mubarak and his two sons of corruption charges. Hundreds of women demonstrated in Istanbul today against an anti-abortion push by the government. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The hastily arranged rally was staged in the wake of a sudden move to restrict abortion by the ruling AK party, whose leaders are deeply religious Muslims. Columnist Asla Aydin Tashbash says she was stunned by the speed with which the issue flared up.
I just couldn't believe it. In Turkish Islamist literature or politics, there's never been an abortion issue.
Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has compared abortion to murder, and the health ministry is reportedly drafting legislation to ban the procedure after 4 weeks, with limited exceptions. Current law allows abortions up to 10 weeks after conception. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Attorneys for George Zimmerman say their client is back in police custody, but he surrendered himself this afternoon about 40 minutes before the deadline at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Neighborhood Watch volunteer had been free on bail pending his trial for killing unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. His bond was revoked last week. The judge determined he had lied when he said he had limited money. His lawyers say it was a misunderstanding. Canadian police are looking for the man who opened fire in a busy mall in downtown Toronto yesterday. One person was killed, seven others were wounded. The shooting erupted in a crowded food court, prompting hundreds of panicked shoppers to run for the exits. This is NPR News. 1,000 boats floated down the River Thames in London today, escorting Queen Elizabeth. Larry Miller reports it's part of the Royal Jubilee weekend, celebrating her 60 years on the British throne.
From her purple, red, and gold royal barge, the Queen smiles and waves to the many thousands lining the River Thames, its banks and its bridges, serenaded appropriately by Handel's Water Music, written for the coronation barge of King George I. As the Queen passes, spontaneous cheers. Next to Her Majesty in full military regalia, her husband, Prince Philip, along with Prince Charles and Camilla, grandsons Prince Harry and Prince William, and his wife, Kate. Among the vessels are canoes and kayaks, even gondolas from Venice. There are also 10 music barges with choirs, bagpipers, and orchestras. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
British entertainer Richard Dawson died last night. American TV watchers in the 60s will associate him with this theme. Dawson played one of the POWs on Hogan's Heroes, the Cockney one. A decade later, he was the host of the game show Family Feud, where families competed to guess the most popular answers in surveys. Besides saying, "The survey says," Dawson was known for kissing all the women contestants. His son says he died from complications related to esophageal cancer at a Los Angeles hospital last night. Richard Dawson was 79. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.